Hey weebs, you're listening to Weebcast, the number one anime and manga show on the internet. Welcome back. Hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are treating yourself right. I hope you're treating others right. Yes, another week, another episode of Weebcast, and if you see the title, I'm going to be doing another review. I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite shows of all time. I think critically, one of the top shows in the last decade. It's that damn good. But like I said, I got a little bias in me, but it's okay. I could gush over this anime for more than just one episode of Weebcast. Trust me, you best believe that. But it's, like I said, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. It's one of my favorite genres of all time. It's done by one of my favorite studios, anime production studios of all time. Has, I think, one of the greatest original soundtrack of all time. The show does a lot of things well in just this and a small set of episodes, and it's just great. It's just honestly great. I'm not gonna try to gush too much over it. If I do, I do apologize. But I will be reviewing SSS.Gridman today. And I'm going to be talking about it, why it's a mecha gem. It's a little mecha gem, okay? It's slept on for too long, okay? I'm tired of it. If someone's going to put respect on it, I'll do it, all right? Look, I'm doing what these other anime talking heads ain't doing, and that is hyping up the mecha anime, all right? Someone has to, right? Someone out here in the game has to, right? And if I have to, I will proudly step on that pedestal and hype big ass robots fighting, all right, with emotional strife. Can't have a mecha anime without emotional strife, right? Before I get into the review, and before I get into today's sponsor, I do want to note, and I do want to give a big thanks from the bottom of my heart to everyone who's listened, shared the show, listened to the show, whether it was for an hour, you know, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 seconds. Everyone who's given me advice on it, on digitally editing photos for the show, advertising the show, marketing the show, how to produce the show, edit the show. A big thanks to all of you, no matter what you've done. Thank you to my friends who listen to the show and support me. You guys know who you are. And it's just crazy that it's been a year. That this month marks the year of Weebcast. And I just can't believe I've been doing this for a year. I can't believe people actually take interest into the show. People wanted to be on the show. I said it on Twitter days ago, but I just wanted to say it here because I forgot to talk about it 2 episodes ago when it was the official day, I think, of the 1 year anniversary day. But it doesn't matter. February marks the 1 year anniversary of Weebcast, and I'm just super happy that that I'm able to still do this, and I hope I'm able to do it for another year because that would be amazing. So let's move past that. I just wanted to say a big thank you. I love every single one of you, and I hope that we can still enjoy what we love a lot, and that is anime and manga. So move on, because today's episode is brought to you by the NBA Store. A new year brings the start of a new NBA season, so suit up with the latest gear to show your support for your team. We may be sidelined from going to the arena, but that does not mean you cannot watch basketball from your couch and your favorite NBA swag. So we're teaming up with Podgo and the NBA Store to bring our Weebcast listeners 75% off on select items. Yeah, you heard that right, 75% off. All you have to do is go to podgo.co/NBA for 75% select off on select items from the NBA Store. The NBA, where amazing happens. And a side note on that, the 28th, the end of this month, is the last day you can get this deal. So you got today, Friday, you got tomorrow, Saturday, and you got Sunday, to the end of Sunday, to get this deal. They get 75% off on select items and using, you know. So just want to let you guys know, you got this weekend. So if you want to get a gift for somebody or get some stuff for your friend, treat yourself, you know, for that guy or that girl you like, you know. So, you know, do it quick. You don't want to miss out, because 75% is, that's a whole lot. All right. So make sure you take advantage of that. But on the other side, I'm going to get into my SSSS.gridman review and all that good and just stuff, and why I think it's a little gem in mecha anime. So I'll see you in a few seconds, and make sure you get some water. Pause and get some water. But I'll see you soon. I'll see you real soon. Hey. That was kind of weird, right? Yeah, let's not. Should I keep? All right, I'm going to keep it anyway. But welcome back to Weebcast, and we're talking SSSS.gridman, my review, and why it's a mecha gem. Quickly, I mean, look, massive kaiju are attacking, and nobody has a reason why. But these mechanized hero, Gridman, can starve off annihilation, and he's chosen some meek little guy named Yuta Hibiki to help him. So with his friends at his back, Yuta has no choice but to fight. And fight for everyone's sake. Studio Trigger, one of the goats, you know. It's directed by Akira Amemiya. The genre is sci-fi, action, mystery. It's about, I think the whole anime runs about 300 minutes, I believe. And the Blu-ray came out, I think, last year. So if you want the Blu-ray, which I may have or may have not ordered a few days ago, hopefully gets here pretty soon. I think the Blu-ray has about an extra 27 minutes of special features. Has true Dolby, HD sound, English and dubbed, you know, with the English subtitles, and has dubbed. I think it even comes with a behind-the-scenes Gridman Alliance kind of thing. But so, I haven't gotten it yet. I was just looking it up when I bought it a few days ago. And really excited about it, because it looks like it comes with some cool stuff. So, but when it gets here, maybe I'll show it off. I'll show it off to you guys on Twitter or something. But one of the lesser-known animes from the renowned Studio Triggers, SSS.gridman is as big as the kaijus living in it. This show is your typical Monster of the Week series with an overarching plot similar to like Super Sentai, Power Rangers, you know, Kamen Rider type of stuff. In fact, the plot very feels much like Power Rangers in the sense that the antagonist, Akane, constantly creates or hires new monsters to defeat Yuta and the gang, similar to that, you know, for the people, you know, for the American people who love Power Rangers, Rita Repulsa. But each episode kind of serves as a new lesson for Yuta and his friends, Rika and Utsumi, as they try to figure out why kaiju are showing up and why no one seems to see or remember them. So the Studio Trigger charm is on full display here, as the studio was built on individuals responsible for some of the most iconic mecha animes, such as Gurren Lagann, and, you know, a little known series called Neon Genesis Evangelion, you know, and it shows here. Every kaiju battle is nicely choreographed, and with that trigger climax that absolutely kills me every single time. The CG scenes are even actually pretty good in each episode, and they're actually really well done, and that's really thanks to the outlandish and insane shots that the studio is known for. And if you haven't seen Promare yet, which I highly recommend you do, it's a good example to see what I'm kind of talking about here. I will always probably consider Gridman as one of the more tame shows done by Studio Trigger, but it still manages to stand out most than most other mecha animes as of late. But like I said, I cannot wait for the Blu-ray to come out, which I got from the Funimation's official shop. So if you're thinking about getting the Blu-ray as one of the ways to support the show and want to watch it, I just looked up on the Funimation official shop and then got the Blu-rays there. But now let's dig a little deeper. Let's dig a little deeper here. My love for Studio Trigger is boundless. The animation has always been the benchmark standard, and their storytelling is almost second to none. And managing to engross with their series of the incredible mecha anime franchises, as long with their love, with aesthetically timely being, you know, towards a technology advanced future, over and over, Studio Trigger continues to envelop a mystique into a myriad of franchises established and are universally praised for their intriguing cast of quirky but yet lovable characters. But let's not fool ourselves here. As anime fans, when you hear Studio Trigger are developing a new series, you know that the bar is set to be raised once again. And it carries the same legacy that Bones has recently kind of achieved with Mob Psycho and One Punch Man. And fresh off their hit animated adaptation of the controversial manga, Darling in the Franxx, comes a new series of cybernetic proportions. SSS Dogrid Man was first unveiled, like, I think at the Anime Expo in 2017, with Studio Trigger revealing their new lineup of feature-length animations and feature series, inspired by the Tokatsu series, Trigger, assigned Masayuki Goto, I believe, as lead character design on this, and it would adapt its live-action predecessor into a stunning Japanese animation. It was later revealed that the original cast would voice all their characters in the anime, kind of emphasizing that Trigger were not, you know, looking to reboot the franchise, but give it a new life with an original plotline. You know, working alongside animators of Promare with both projects, they were working on these projects simultaneously, if I remember correctly, made for a tumultuous task, to be honest. But the studio was able to wrap up the production before the initial release of Promare, and the series premiered October. I think it was a fall anime, so it must have been around in October. But if my memory serves me right, I think it was October 7th, 2018, to critical acclaim and a roaring success for the studio. The entire series is now, you can watch it on Anime Lab, you can buy it on Madman Anime, it's on Crunchyroll, the dub is going on right now on Toonami, I think you can watch it on Funimation as well, so there's a lot of ways you can watch this show. But for the plot, we have Yuta Hibiki, a first year high school student, mysteriously suffering from amnesia. He's confused, he's dazed, and he's woken up by this girl, Rika Takarada, who's also a first-year student who kind of helps Yuta to her home. And while attempting to remember, you know, prior events, Yuta's subconscious beckons him. And with that, we would have speculated as some sort of cranial injury, but Yuta claims to visualize a robot named Gridman on some old computer screen within the Takarada makeshift laboratory. And Rika at first refuses Yuta's wild and dumbass hallucination, you know, claiming that this boy has lost his mind. And with the young male unable to really recall his living arrangements, Rika accompanies, you know, her associate home, where he is reacquainted with his barren abode, and his parents are currently traveling, you know, abroad, leaving Yuta just to fend for himself, you know. And that following day, Yuta is actually familiarized by his peers and is reintroduced to his close friend Sho Utsumi. Shout out to Sho Utsumi. He's a shaggy haired sidekick with a bubbly yet laid back personality, and naturally Yuta just reciprocates in a despondent manner, feeling completely lost. You know, he doesn't know how to act around these people that have known him for several years now. And Utsumi kind of explains that the two have only met a month prior, and so this could be a new beginning for the both of them. You know, Utsumi does his best in helping Yuta regain his memory, While Yuta explains the weird happenstance that happened at the girl's home, at Rika's home, and Rika reluctantly takes both Yuta and Izumi back to her shop after being questioned about the terminal display, that showed the cybernetic character. So, labeling the PC junk, Yuta is actually once again affronted by Gridman, in which he kind of once again informs that the teen, he must awaken. And with all this happening, a kaiju, or a monster, attacks the city of, what is the city's name? I think I have it written down here with Susujidai, with Gridman warning that there would be more to come after. And Yuta kind of questions the Gridman on stopping any impeding threats to no response. Suddenly, this our young boy is sucked into the terminal, straight out of cyberspace. That might be a really weird reference. I don't know. People know cyberspace? But, so he's sucked into the terminal, and he transforms into Gridman himself. And with the hopes of defeating the kaiju, you know, enduring the arduous battle, the two massive figures destroy Susujidai High School with assistance of his friends from outside the terminal. And Rika and Izumi control Yuta in his robot form and pretty much annihilate the demonic-looking behemoth. And it's kind of explained that the events happening within the terminal are rewritten in real time. And I mean that by anything that may occur while within the Gridman's world may have dire consequences on humanity, essentially just rewriting history. So, the trio are then adorned, you know, with the mere thought that they may have very well destroyed the academy without anyone's knowledge. So the next day, you know, Yuta, Rika, and Izumi arrive to the building and intact, you know, kind of questioning Gridman's validity here. And in addition to the cyborg's account, several students are queried in regards to the city's attack, and they have no knowledge of what the trio were claiming that happened the day prior. But however, it becomes evident that a number of students had actually gone missing, and which then verified the authenticity of Gridman's theory. And Yuta and his companions kind of investigate the situation, and they conclusively start finding that everyone who had disappeared, in fact, passed away before reaching the high school. So this kind of resulted in Yuta believing that a conduit may have had a purpose behind the attacks the prior evening. Like I said, that's just a short kind of overview of the plot and how each episode kind of plays out. But as my thoughts throughout this series was always, hot damn. Hot damn, what a series. Like, I did not expect to be blown away when I first checked out this show. I think I just checked it out because it had a tokusatsu type of theme, a Ultraman type of theme. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to check this out. But from its convoluted beginnings, it really left an impression on me. And look, don't get me wrong, the first few episodes, I will admit, are a little bit rough to get through, but once you scale throughout its muddled narrative, the series bests itself in establishing a form of initiation between character progression and plot line, and translating it to a amazing story of overcoming fear, triumphant victory. And I really fell in love with every single cell of animation used. As I've come to expect from Studio Trigger's legacy, and I should have never doubted them in this. So the personality of each protagonist really shines with their intrinsic, unique qualities and quirks. And I must say, I loved Rika's and Utsumi's chemistry. You know, their opposing identities really made for some awesome comedic effect. You know, the relationship with Yuta, you know, carries some baggage. And with a cordial and comfortable surrounding, with Yuta's, you know, uneasiness, reminding people of his current circumstances surrounding his mysterious amnesia, Trigger's Studio Trigger's bold display of vibrancy is on brand, and with the studio's aesthetically pleasing presentation. The seamless joy of silky, smooth animation accompanied with the awesome soundtrack, which I'll never get tired of, always plays a fundamental part of engrossing the viewer within every story beat. And there are moments of action, suspense, comedy, and the occasional filler, but SSS.Gridman fills its role by encapsulating its audience with a mighty presence that certainly cements itself as one of the best animated franchises to come from Studio Trigger's library, and I mean that wholeheartedly. You know, I've been left salivating for more of its incredibly diverse tale, and would love to see a continuation, sure, but we've seen some great shonens, some spectacular seinens, but if there's anything Studio Trigger has perfected, it's display of wondrous creativity, visualizing the future, and the future looks incredible. There's some noteworthy things in this show that I do want to point out. Some big ones that I thought were important to mention here. The Union by OXT, I'm not sure what the group's name, gives me the old school cheesy TV vibes. Remember waking up in the morning and watching Beyblade before school? Maybe y'all might be too young for that, but the exact emotion, this exact emotion kind of radiated through me seeing the OP for the first time. I love the OP. Studio Trigger, like I said, is on point. Their bountiful legacy carries on with their well-established benchmark animation that levels this awesome story, which is such excellence seen from its counterparts. Next, Rika. Rika shines in this series. Certainly one of my favorite and most intriguing character. She might be spunky, but she's got brains. You know what? As I say that, she's maybe second or 1B. Because Akane Shinjo, the main antagonist, is also pretty damn good as a character as well. But another one, which maybe, I guess we can count this as one of the negative ones, maybe. The pacing was a little off at the beginning. But patience in this series is a virtue. It will definitely surprise you after the onset, but the initial episode is written in a way to oftenly like kind of place you in a unfamiliar territory, trying to make you feel uneasy, in hopes of conveying the protagonist's very own feelings and emotions here. Lastly, I want more, and we'll get to that later, but it just can't end this way, and I need more of this series in my life. I swear. But the verdict, quickly, I'll let you know. It's a big old fat yes. You need to watch it. Like I said, it's a solid 8 out of 10. Maybe it's probably a strong 8 out of 10, to be honest. It's almost a 9. I think the only 9 is what it doesn't get pushed to that 9 or even possible 10. Just the beginning. Like the first one or two episodes does kind of put people off, even though I see what they're trying to do thematically and plot wise, and I think it's noble because I think more shows need to start doing that. But it does put off some people, and I understand that. So that's probably the only thing that doesn't give it a solid 9 or a 10, but it's still a solid, it's a strong 8. So, but on the other side, I want to talk about some news. Because obviously I did this episode because I got the Blu-rays a few days ago. I ordered them. And I can't wait to have them arrive soon, maybe this weekend. But there's also another reason why I want to do this, because SSS.Gridman was in the news a little bit. And I'll catch you up on that on the other side. And refill your drink, all right? Awesome. Hey, hope you enjoyed that little review on SSSS.Gridman. I tried to lower, my gushing over it too much and try to come at it critically, come at it from just other than just a you know, a just a fanboy side of it, and try to come at it from a more reviewer side. So if I show a little much of the fanboy side, I do apologize on that. But there was one of the reasons why, and as I told you before, because I bought the Blu-rays a few days ago, can't wait for them to come in. But another reason why I wanted to do this episode is because recently of some new SSSS.Gridman news, very small news, but it made me happy. But that Pony Cannon released new SSS.Gridman music video. And, you know, despite this show wasn't the most popular anime of the fall 2018 season, I mean, I could argue that it was the best show of that season, but I digress. SSSS.Gridman really has accumulated a nice cult following status, you know, among just not only Studio Trigger fans, but also Mecha fans. And with its spiritual successor, SSSS.Dinazinon, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's looming around the corner. The spiritual successor, SSSS.Dinazinon, is going to be a spring anime, I believe. There's no better time to kind of relive Gridman's cybernetic vibes and talk about it a little more. And the people at Pony Cannon are taking advantage, such an opportunity by serving up a brand new music video centered around Gridman's most memorable tunes. And the music video for Moto Kimi wa Shiri Atai, or in English, I believe it's I Want to Know You More, premiered, I think a few days ago. And it came humbly edited as well. It features clips from the show and like a cool old school style and like YouTube AMV, AMV format. The song itself is the theme of Akane Shinjo, one of my favorite characters. SSSS.Gridman's adorably purple moe antagonist, sung by her voice actress as well, Reina Ueda. And accompanying Ueda is Kisuke Shimada on bass, Manabu Yachi on piano, and Kohei Yamada of the AP Dream music group edited the video alongside Seiya Haga. And this music video, you know, comes as a little neat addition to the rebroadcast of SSS.Gridman on Tokyo MX, which started back in January. So even in Japan, this show is showing reruns. And this rebroadcast serves as a countdown, kind of to like the release of SSSS.Dinazinon. I'm going to keep saying this until I get it. And which had its trailer drop all the way back in December, sneakily, because I don't think people remember. But and we'll be getting its premiere in April. So Gridman and Dinazinon director Akira Amemiya commented on the latter just last year. He says that he hopes Dinazinon will open up new doors for his franchise and that it will boast the best animation you will ever see. This man is bold, and I like it. But while you're waiting on the next entry to Trigger's Madcap Tokatsu meets Mecha goodness, you can watch SSSS.Gridman on Crunchyroll, Verb, Funimation. You can also watch the English dub on Adult Swim's Toonami Block, which started airing about last month. And you can watch it on Saturday nights at 2:30 in the morning. But thank you so much for joining me today and talking about one of my favorite shows of all time. If you ever want to have a comment, chat with me more behind the show, you can always go into the description of this episode and find my Twitter at BaseSenpai. I'm adding there also my email if you want to send an email, and also have my Instagram. So there's three ways you can contact me and get at me if you want to talk about SSSS.Gridman with me a little bit more. Also have my Patreon, which is down there, which is at patreon.com/weebcastshow. If you want to pledge to the show, you get a lot of bonus, you get bonus episodes, you get episodes early, and you can talk directly to me and offer topics. You get a lot of cool stuff. Like I said, check it out, see what you would like. There's three different tiers. They're all, I try to make them cheap as possible. They got a $1 tier, $2 tier, and $3 tier. Pick whatever one you like. You can join that. Also, you can just donate to me directly by going directly through Anchor. There should be a donate Anchor support the show Anchor link in the description as well at the bottom. And also, but you could still support the show by listening, sharing with your friends and family, or anybody else who has some interest in anime. Doesn't matter if they've been watching anime for 20 years or if they've been watching anime for 2 months. Share them the show, see if they like it, because we do a lot of things here and we want to continue to grow the show, and you guys have really helped me in doing that. But I think that might be all for me. Like I said, this has been Weebcast, the anime and manga show with your boy, C-Dub, a.k.a. Mori, a.k.a. the Independent Variable, a.k.a. the Mecha Genius, a.k.a. he has, I'm just noticing that people are trying to call me, but a.k.a. also has a nice cup of coffee as well. Can't forget that. And I hope I will see you guys next week with another vibrant episode of Weebcast. But I am Audi 3000. I hope you guys have a lovely weekend. And thank you for allowing my voice into your ears, into your homes. See you.